Hey, good evening, everybody here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. So the last medrash of the week, I thought I would deal with perhaps what might seem to some to be something of a darker side of the parsha, the fact that the Jewish people are made to take a shavua and an Allah, which is kind of like a curse, that they shouldn't violate the Torah. And the medrash poses the question, V'shema tomar kol ha-torecha zeh lama, why does God go through all the trouble? Why doesn't God just say, well, if you fail and you're not able to keep the mitzvot, so I'm going to trade you in. I'll replace you with a different people. Why does God have to engage in this process of threatening the Jewish people with terrible punishments? Why not just replace them? Say, I kick you out. It's not because God says, I need you. What could I possibly do? I took a promise to the Avos, to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to the patriarchs, that I would never exchange their children for another nation. And that's why the Pasuk says that Hashem wanted to establish you on this very day for a nation. As he said to you. Now here's the important part. In accordance with the oath that he made to your forefathers. In other words, that God's hands, so to speak, are tied. V'amar, and that's exactly what we find in the Song of Songs in Shir HaShirim, that it says that the king is literally constricted with cords. It's as if God's hands are tied. Melech Asur Barihatim. Asur, like we talk in the morning about Matir Asurim, that God releases those who are bound. Melech Asur Barihatim. God himself is constricted by the agreement, by the covenant that he made with the forefathers, that he would not destroy the Jewish people. V'amar, Ein Asur Ela Shavua, God has constricted himself through the oath that he took with the forefathers. L'fikach Einu Yachal Lavor El Shavuaso, and God does not have freedom of choice, God does not have totally unfettered optionality with respect to the future of the Jewish people. God is constricted by the agreement that he makes with the Avos. V'china Tamosek Shebikshu Lifrok Al Shavuaso Bimei Yechezkel. And this is a beautiful dialogue back and forth that comes from Sefer Yechezkel. Mach Sivsham, what does it say in the book of Yechezkel? Some of the elders of the Jewish people came to Yechezkel and they said to Yechezkel, Ben Kohen HaKones HaEved, Mahu She'ochel B'Truma. They asked him, what happens when a Kohen purchases a slave? Can he eat Truma? And the halacha is, of course, is yes, he can. So Amrulo, but he said, what will happen if the Kohen sends this Eved away? He sells him to a member of the Jewish people. Isn't it true that that individual, the Eved, will not be able to eat Truma anymore? And of course, Yechezkel asked the answer, yes. Of course, if the Kohen would sell the slave would no longer be privileged to eat from the Truma. So Amru Lo, they said to him, Af anu kvar yatsanu merishuso, niya kechol ha'olam. So isn't it true that God has effectively sold us? We've been kicked out of the land of Israel. We're like a slave that's been kicked out of the house of the Kohen. He doesn't have access to the special Truma anymore. So that was what they assumed. That's what they said to Yechezkel. So we'll conclude with this. Amar lahem Yechezkel Yisrael, V'a'ola ruchachem hayu lo tiyad. What you're suggesting will never ever come to pass. Chay aninu Hashem Elokim im lo biyad chazaka. If God would ever sell you, God, of course, has taken a promise to the Avos that he will never exchange the Jewish people. So even when the Jewish people felt that our relationship with God was over, that God had kicked us out of the land of Israel after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and in this very fascinating dialogue, as recorded in Yechezkel, and the Medrash is picking up on, the Jewish people said, it's all over. We don't have a covenant anymore with God because he kicked us out of the house. There's no longer a relationship there. Yechezkel said, no, that's not the way it works. God does not kick you out forever. The relationship with the Jewish people is ongoing. So even though this is a bit of a darker side of the Parsha, as the Parsha does reference that there will be a very murky and difficult times ahead for the Jewish people in the future, the bottom line remains that the bond between the Jewish people and the Almighty is really an unbreakable one, and the Jewish people, no matter what happens to us in the years of generations of our diaspora, we always have this ongoing covenant with God. We can always take a great amount of faith in the oath that God made to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that he would never divest himself completely of the Jewish people.